Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. Challenge yourself or play against someone. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 60s, opening lyrics, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Here we go.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hits of the 1960s. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's go. Question 1. According to a 1969 hit by Elvis, we can't go on together with what? Question 2. In a 1967 hit, Van Morrison is interested in what type of girl? Question 3. What 1966 hit by The Supremes was later covered in 1982 by Phil Collins? Question 4. According to a 1964 hit by Simon and Garfunkel, No One Dare Disturb What? Question 5. Iron Butterfly's famously long 1968 hit, Inagada Da Vida, goes for how many minutes on the album version? That concludes round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening line of a hit song. The catch is, it's being read aloud by a different voice than you would normally hear. So, if you can identify the song from the opening line, give yourself 1 point if you get the correct song, and another point if you also know the artist who sang it. Here we go. Question 6.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said.
Question 7.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor 'cause that's my plans, 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 plans.
Question 8.
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls.
Question 9.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Question 10.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise.
That concludes round 2. Time to move on to the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue will reveal more information, the sooner you can figure out the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Clue 1. I was born on the 17th of February, 1991, in Halifax, England. Clue 2. I began singing in a local choir and was inspired by Eric Clapton to learn to play guitar. Clue 3. I put together my first record at the age of 13, but my first studio album did not come out until 2011. Clue 4. Most of my albums are named after mathematical symbols. Clue 5. My hit songs include Shape of You, The A-Team, and Bad Habits. That's all our rounds complete. Hang around, we'll be back in just a moment to tell you all of the answers. And welcome back. It's time to reveal the answers, starting with round one, hits of the 1960s. Question 1. Elvis said we can't go on together with Suspicious Minds. Question 2. A Brown-Eyed Girl for Van Morrison. Question 3. You Can't Hurry Love. The Supremes version made it to number 1 in the US, whilst the Phil Collins version made it to number 1 in the UK. Question 4. No One Dare Disturb the Sound of Silence. Question 5. 17 minutes. The single sent to radio goes for just under 3 minutes, leaving a lot on the editing room floor. Continuing on to round 2, opening lyrics. Question 6. Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me. Question 7. Dynamite by Tayo Cruz. Question 8. Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin. Question 9. Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Question 10. Just a Girl by No Doubt. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Ed Sheeran. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to leave us a fantastic review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.